It's Helping Hand, weekly feature on HBR1 stations on Fridays and then in our online Helping Hand directory at hawaiipublicradio.org. Each week on All Things Considered, we use Helping Hand to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thanks for listening. This week, Special Olympics is back. According to their website, Special Olympics Hawaii, founded on the belief that people with intellectual disabilities of all ages can, with proper instruction and encouragement, learn, enjoy, and benefit from participation in individual and team sports, adapted as necessary to meet the needs of those with special mental and physical limitations, great opportunity for companionship, friendship, socialization, integration in the community. There are so many ways that this is an invaluable part of our lives. We're going to hear about their fundraising and awareness raising event. It's coming up October 27th in Waikiki, over the edge for Special Olympics. You may have heard about it. Participants rappel off the side of the Hyatt Regency, which is a 40-story tower. So you're going 41 stories if you consider going off the roof of that thing. Tracy Bender is the Director of Development for Special Olympics Hawaii. She's been our guest many times, and we're so grateful she's joining us again today. Hey, Tracy, thanks for doing this and being here.
Hi, Dave. I love coming because I get to watch you smile as you talk about Special Olympics Hawaii. We know you're one of our biggest fans. I truly appreciate the opportunity to be here again.
It's a huge thrill to have you guys on, and you do great work. And before we get into this remarkable way for folks to support you and to get the word out about what you do, let's talk about the programs. As I said, they're for all ages, but you got some different for, especially, I guess, for younger kids. You have a few specialized aspects of the program. Talk about that.
Great. Yes. Yeah, so we are a program for children and adults. We start with the toddlers. We have a program called the Young Athletes Program. So it's for 2.5 to 5-year-olds. And the great thing about this program is it's an inclusive program. So if brother has an intellectual disability, sister without the intellectual disability can also come and learn together. So it's pre-sports skills, large and small motor skills, and just getting them ready to be in, do physical things through sports.
And can it be not just a sibling? Can it be another child who's...
Absolutely. Neighbor even.
Right.
You know, Cole, you can, you know, moms can make a day of it too. That's the other part I want to focus on, is that it's for the families and for the parents. So the child is not only going to learn and practice their sports skills, but it also teaches the parents how to take what they've learned in this class and then go home and work on it at home.
And they get to interact with other parents.
Absolutely. They get to interact with other parents.
Which is sort of like a kind of like a support group aspect.
Yes. Yeah. Especially at that young age, you know, when your child is born with a disability, you know, oftentimes you might feel lost and you might wonder, what's in my child's future? And so Special Olympics Hawaii, so proud to be here to let you know from that young age, we are here. There's lots to offer and there's lots of opportunities. And then putting in that inclusionary aspect and allowing children to see their that they're more alike than different at
that
young age is of great importance.
And so that's the YAP. That's the Young Athletes Program.
Correct, Young Athletes Program. So from there, we have our Future Stars Program. This is for our 6- and 7-year-olds. And this program is where they focus on individual skills. And so if for basketball, for instance, you're going to come to practice and you're going to practice your dribbling and your passing and your shooting, and then you're going to come to competition and you're going to compete against others on those individual skills. And that's to get you ready for when you're 8. So our competition age starts at 8. Mm. So if you can imagine, you've learned how to, you know, proper way to throw a ball and catch a ball in Young Athletes Program. You go to Future Stars Program, practice your individual skills, and then you're all set to join a basketball team.
And there's also some good sportsmanship kind of lessons to come too.
Yes, there's some good sportsmanship. Of course, listening, learning how to listen, standing in line, social skills. And when we have the chance to meet with schools and special education teachers, that's what we want to let them know. We're not just getting the student out to do sports. We're working on their social skills. We're working on their listening skills. And we're helping them improve some of the skills that they use in the classroom setting as well.
And in the rest of their life.
Yes, really. Absolutely. Yeah.
And because some people may not know, what are the costs, if any, for participants and families to be in this?
It's a big fat zero. So Special Olympics is absolutely free. for our athletes and their families. And so that's why we so appreciate people who participate in Over the Edge and all of our other fundraisers, all our sponsors, all our donors. We are a year-round program with 10 sports. And we go all year round. People don't know that about us. And it's free. Everything's free.
What are the 10 sports?
We have soccer, softball, swimming, bowling, basketball, bocce, track and field, powerlifting, flag football, and then we have one, the last sport is actually a demonstration sport, so that's golf, and that happens on the Big Island. The other 9 sports are our competitive sports.
And you mentioned Hawaii Island. Are you guys statewide?
We are statewide, so we are on 6 islands. Again, going back to saying that everything is free, we have 3 state games a year where the athletes on the neighbor islands come to Oahu to compete against everyone in the state. So that whole flight over is free. The housing they receive when they're here during the competition is free. The meals, the awards. Obviously, there's no competition cost, no registration fee for any of our athletes. So everything is free. And being a statewide program, that's takes a tremendous effort and tremendous amount of work and love and aloha from the community that helps us.
And you get it too, because
yes.
Just as an example, the how many volunteers do you guys have? This number is so staggering.
Yes, we have over 11,000 volunteers. We're very fortunate to have all 5 branches of the military here in our state. So many, many, many of our volunteers are from the military. Our vice president of community outreach sends out email about volunteer opportunity, and you got to respond right away because those get picked up really quick.
That's a good word of advice for folks who are considering being a volunteer. If you're interested, we'll have the email address coming up. I'll just give it to you now if you want to get a jump on it. events@sohawaii.org, and we'll have that again later. And of course, it'll be on our online post. But she's not kidding. If you want to be part of helping at any of these things, it's just a great sign of the community here that you got just 11,000 people, and
right.
There's like a waiting list.
There's a waiting. So a good example is our summer games is a state competition. Usually happens the last week of March or the first week of January. It's a 3-day event with 2,500 volunteers that come out to help us for that 3-day event. So there are people at the last minute asking where that they can come out. They want to be a part of it. They want to help. And we are full. So great problem to have. We don't want to discourage anybody.
Sure.
We want to get as many people who are interested to continue, you know, to join us in this great endeavor and mission.
In terms of the funding, obviously a lot of donations are coming in, and a lot of people are giving free labor by coming in and helping in so many different ways. What other aspects of funding can we cover? How else do you guys get dough?
You mean through grants and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, does the government participate and grants and stuff?
We do have to write for our own grants. And so contrary to what some believe, we're not getting true government funding just, you know, rolling down to us. We do have one grant that's trickled down to us from SOI, which is Special Olympics, Special Olympics Incorporated, and they get money from the U.S. Department of Education to fund a unified schools program, which we actually have here in Hawaii. We have to apply for that money. But aside from that, you know, we do city and county and state grants, but federal money is not, you know, coming down to us that easily. And then we have a grant coordinator who's just really hitting the streets, searching for whatever she can. And we're, you know, writing for grants as well.
Plus, when people do things like Over the Edge, that's a great way to for lots of folks to just back up whoever the participant is with a financial contribution of any size, and they start to add up quickly.
They do.
And that's a key way that obviously the organization is funded, right? Because most of it's coming through donations, it sounds like.
Yes, most of it's coming through donations. So as people want to participate in Over the Edge, they oftentimes think, do I have to pay money to participate? No, you don't have to pay, but we'd love for you to fundraise because people will want to support you to do this awesome Over the Edge event. And so that money's not typically coming out of your pocket. You know, it's coming out of somebody else who wants to support you.
Sure. And people who do it probably kick in a little towards their
they
own
do.
Thing
yeah,
just for the fun of it. And also, it's not just Over the Edge. The other events that you do, the Polar Plunge, Cop on Top, all of those are similarly ways that folks in the community can support someone they know who's doing this, right?
Yes, yes. We have all those other great fundraising events. You mentioned Polar Plunge, which is a chance for people to slide down a large inflatable water slide that's 30 feet high and 96 feet long. long into a pool of ice cold water. And then Cop on Top is where our law enforcement officers live basically 3 days on top of a scaffolding to raise money at local shopping centers and Walmarts. And so everything we do kind of has a challenge component to it, because we know that our athletes, you know, face challenges on a daily basis. They overcome every day. And so we're giving our donors and our participants the same opportunity. You know, would you be willing to face a challenge and support Special Olympics Hawaii?
Right. And that's one of the most humbling aspects. People are facing extraordinarily difficult challenges, in some cases, who are the participants of Special Olympics. And it really hits you and you realize, wow, well, maybe I can just do this one challenge for just a few minutes, considering some of these people are living with a challenge that's never going to change.
Yes.
That's going to be there forever. And that really is a powerful way to look at it. You mentioned Unified Sports. There's Project Unified. Before we get onto the Over the Edge, I think those are really key aspects of what you do, because really the whole thing is about providing this inclusion and trying to help people who are facing challenges. Explain the spirit and what happens with the Unified Sports and Project Unify.
Great. So Unified Sports is an opportunity for people with and without intellectual disabilities to have the chance to train and compete together. So again, that opportunity for people to see that we are more alike than different. And it's happening on all age levels. And so we have Unified Sports in the elementary school division, middle school, high school, and even adults, working adults like you and I, Dave, who schedule it in their calendar that this is my softball practice day for Special Olympics Hawaii. And they go out and they train and compete with our athletes. And oftentimes, almost 100% of them will say it's way more rewarding for the partner, as we call the person without the intellectual disability. The partner feels like they've gained way more than the athlete has gained. It's life-changing, really.
And it's not just when to be a partner is not just to be on the teams or whatever. You could also volunteer to be a partner as a coach or other sort of instruction or support for the teams.
Right, absolutely. Just get involved in any way you can. Yes, we look for volunteer coaches as well. All of our coaches are volunteers. I should mention that. Our staff, we have a staff of 11 full-time people, and that's it. And so we have a very small staff, and we could not do it without not only our event volunteers, but more important, our coaches.
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways that you can get involved in supporting the Unified program without even playing, is the bottom line.
Yes, yeah. And then the Unified Sports are, some of them are based within the schools, like we said, all age levels. Mm-hmm. And so the school that has a Unified Sports team, we go in and we talk to the principal, and we have him help us trickle the message down that we want to see some inclusionary things happening in the schools. We have a great example of that happening, Farrington High School. If you ever drive past Farrington High School on the freeway, take a look at their brand new football field, and you're going to see this gigantic banner that says Champion Unified Schools. Farrington High School has won a national award for being an outstanding unified school, and they have unified sports there as well. So on September 14th, their homecoming queen is actually a special education student who participates in Special Olympics Hawaii. So that's an example of Farrington High School taking the unified sports beyond just the sports and spreading that message across their school, so much so that they've elected their homecoming queen to be a special needs student.
And you're also kind of subtly putting out the message that if there are anybody in the education world out there and they don't have this in their school, this would be a great opportunity to speak with people at their school to try to get it there.
Yes.
Or they could contact you guys and say, what's the proper method to try to get this into my school?
Yes, absolutely. And we have a unified schools manager who will come out and assist them, you know, 100% all the way through.
So it's coming up October 27th. It's just around the corner, coming up very soon. And it's at the Hyatt Regency Waikiki Beach Resort and Spa. The activity that they've got for this season is called Over the Edge, and the twin towers of the Hyatt are 40 stories, and you go off the roof of it. And is there a cutoff to get involved in this thing?
Well, it depends if we sell out,
right,
Dave. So if we sell out, then there won't be any time slots available. But
that's right.
If you happen to call us, you know, the week of, and you say, hey, I want to do it and I can raise my money and we have the spot, you're absolutely welcome. So I wouldn't discourage anybody from reaching out to us at any time.
Right. That's how it was last year, too.
Yes.
So paint a picture for ways people can support the event, what the event is, the What do folks need to know about this remarkable way to get a great view?
Yes.
Get a quick thrill, and I guess it can be a longer thrill. It depends on how you let yourself down the side of the building. Mm-hmm. You could do it in 5 minutes. You could do it in a longer period of time. So I guess it's not necessarily a quick thrill. But talk about this.
Sure.
This
and if it sounds
thing.
Like Dave Lawrence knows what he's talking about, it is because he does know what he's talking about, because he did go over the edge for us last year and raise money for us. So thank you, Dave. You know how much we appreciate that.
You're welcome.
If you're interested, what we encourage you to do is you would go to our website, sohawaii.org. You can register there. Once you're registered, you will be set up. You'll set up a fundraising link, really. So similar to what people know as GoFundMe, pretty similar situation.
Yep.
So you have a personal fundraising page with a personal link, and you're going to send that out to all your family and friends and ask them to send it out to their family and friends. Because what you want to do is we want you to raise a minimum of $1,000. With that $1,000 comes the opportunity to rappel down the side of the building, but more importantly, you're supporting our local Special Olympics Hawaii athletes. We encourage people to raise more than the $1,000. So we have incentive levels and incentive prizes for you along the way. We provide you with an online fundraising toolkit with tips and fundraising ideas and information about what to expect. So, you know, you kind of have your hand held throughout the way. You get weekly emails, updates from us. And then your big day will come. You know, we'll schedule with you ahead of time your time slot. Mm. And then you're going to come check in an hour before. Dave, you know how this goes. You fill out a form so that we know all about you, because we're going to talk about you when you rappel down the
That's
side
right.
of the building. So you're going to fill that out. You're going to go over to staging. You get all geared up. So we contract this event with an actual company whose name is Over the Edge. And this is all they do year round across the United States and in Canada. They put on these rappelling events. So these are highly trained technicians.
They're professionals.
Very
they've
professional.
According to their information last year, they have never had an accident.
Correct. Yes. And so they get you all geared up. There's two towers you had mentioned. So we're going to escort you from the staging area where you have all your equipment on, and we're going to escort you to the second tower, and you're going to take a ride 40 stories up, a ride of anticipation, right, Dave? We make it fun for you. We put signs out like, no turning back now.
Yeah.
and then you take a ride up to the top of the 40th floor, and when you get there, we hope we have someone there to greet you. On event day, we have our athletes there that greet you and say thank you. Take you now. You still have to walk up the stairs to the roof,
yeah,
so there's still more.
Yeah, because it's on the roof, but then you have to go up another floor onto the scaffolding.
Right.
So maybe it's 42 stories.
It might
actually.
Be because you're on the roof now. You actually get trained, so they'll teach you how this rope works, how the pulley works, what your safety is, and then. From the roof, you actually climb up onto a scaffolding that's built on top of the roof. It's a pretty big scaffolding, which is
it's high.
Yeah, we run three ropes at a time so that three people can go at a time. So you're not dangling there yourself. You have a buddy, and they'll talk to you, get you all kind of hooked up, rigged up there. And there's a swing gate, Dave. I'm sure you're thinking back at this time where they open the swing gate and they ask you to step onto the other side of the swing gate, turn your back to the beach. Put your feet on the edge of the scaffolding and lean back. Remember, Dave?
It's a remarkable experience.
Yeah, lean back. Trust the rope and lean back.
And you've got a couple ropes. I mean, it's before you do it, you may think it's really something frightening. But once you're there, once you do it, it's really not frightening at all. It's quite easy. And it harkens back to what you said. You know, it's a challenge that lasts a few minutes compared to a challenge that people are facing for a lifetime. And it really occurs to you at that moment, and it becomes very easy to do.
Right, right. Because your brain is thinking, wait a minute, I shouldn't be hanging off the side of this building. But, you know, you do. You, like, take in the scenery and look at
And you're
at
sitting
how,
in a seat, basically. It becomes a seat.
It's a harness, right, that you just sit back in it, and then you lower yourself down at the speed that you feel comfortable at. I do want to mention that we have photographers there to take a picture of this exciting thing that you're doing. So it can become your Christmas card picture if you wanted it to.
And you can put a GoPro thing on your head and make a little video of it, too, which
Correct.
Is a neat souvenir.
Yeah, so you go down, and then I do want to mention when you get to the bottom and you've completed and you have have gone over the edge, you have the opportunity to meet with our athletes again,
yep.
and they are there to thank you.
It's a very special experience.
Yes.
Very special experience. And the for folks who, there are definitely some folks who are either physically they can't do this, and understandably some people, different people are scared of different things. And some people, it's just not something that they would do, but they could still support it by donating to somebody else who's doing it. But talk about, besides donating to someone who is going to be doing it, there are a lot of other ways to support this, yeah?
For this, yeah. I mean, if they just purely want to come down and take a look and watch, they can certainly come down and watch. We have a great spectator viewing area, which is right at the pool. The Hyatt is so wonderful to us. They literally use stanchions and make a section, you know, with chairs
right.
out there for us. They can do that. If we have volunteer spots, Dave, they can come and volunteer as well.
And they can provide material support, right? I mean, if there are things that you guys, if people have access to large supplies of water.
Sure, yeah. If they want to, we will need water. We will need snacks for our volunteers, for our rappellers even. We want to provide you with a little snack if you're feeling your blood sugar or anything like that going. So yeah, if people want to donate products, or you know, if you have a business and you have a coupon that you want to give out to our rappellers,
right, or your prizes,
you know.
Or something. So the,
sure.
really, if anyone is listening and they feel, well, maybe I could donate such and such an item, then when we give the email address, you want to hear from them, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We do. Thank you for mentioning prizes. We have weekly incentive prizes for our fundraisers. So we'd say the person that raises the most money from this state to this
right.
state gets, you know, can get this prize. So that's of great help to us as well.
And right. So this just
yeah.
opens the door for a lot of folks to,
yes.
to be able to help out like that. So here's how you get in touch with them. It's first of all, their website is sohawaii.org. The email to get in touch with them for any level of maybe you want to contribute, maybe you want to do it, maybe you have an idea for ways to help them. Maybe there's a grant you know of they haven't thought of. events@sohawaii.org is how to reach out to them. You can call them too, 808-943-8800. Beyond Honolulu, I guess, is 888-531-1888 for folks around the Aloha State. There's also at their website a contact page, and there's a list of emails there. And I did want to note, when they give you a fundraising page to do this, you can put pictures and stuff on it, and maybe you've lost someone or there's someone you love, you want to do it in honor of them. You can make your whole rappel about that person.
Oh, that's great, Dave. Yes.
You know, your
yes.
mom, whoever it is.
And, thank you for mentioning that.
It's a great way to feel like you're in touch with that person and honor somebody maybe who went through a challenge.
Yes. Yes, wonderful.
So I hope this gets you some folks to come out and do it.
Yes, Dave, every time I come on your program, I have people call me later or they see me and they say, I just heard you on your on Dave's program. So thank you so much for allowing us to come. And I will say someone did come sign up for Over the Edge from hearing us last year. So I hope that happens again this year.
You can get all the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. It's Over the Edge, and it's coming up in mere days, October 27th, Special Olympics, rappelling off the Hyatt Regency in Waikiki. Probably close to 42 stories, you'll be going with an incredible view. And we've been hearing about it from Tracy Bender, Special Olympics Hawaii Director of Development. Always a thrill to have you guys on and to support this organization. Thank you so much for what you guys are doing.
Thank you, Dave.